Former ICE director, Trump's mass deportations will quickly dismantle trend to Aragua gang that flourished under Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. By John Binder on December 2, 2024. Former acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Director Ronald Vitiello says President-elect Donald Trump's plan for mass deportations will dismantle the Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua, which has flourished in the United States under President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's border policies. In the case of Tren de Aragua, they can be dismantled quickly and definitively because their presence in the United States, although dangerous, has just begun, Vitiello, who served in the first Trump administration, told Newsweek. Vitiello said Tren de Aragua gang members are particularly vulnerable to removal and deportation, and so the United States could end their lawlessness as quickly as it began. Thanks to Biden and Harris's policies at the U.S.-Mexico border, Tren de Aragua has flourished across American communities in the last few years, particularly in Denver, Colorado, due to its sanctuary policies. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Data obtained by NBC News revealed in October that at least 600 Tren de Aragua gang members, all from Venezuela, are now living in at least 15 states and possibly 8 more. Experts, though, called that estimate disturbingly low. The actual total number of Tren de Aragua gang members living in the United States is likely far higher, they suggested. This year alone, Tren de Aragua members have been accused or convicted of heinous crimes. In particular, two members of the gang are accused of murdering 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungare in Houston, Texas after they were both released into the U.S. interior from the border. Last month, a Tren de Aragua member was convicted and sentenced to life in prison for murdering 22-year-old Lakin Riley in Athens, Georgia, in February of this year. Americans are overwhelmingly supportive of Trump's mass deportation plan. The latest CBS News/YouGov poll found that a near consensus of 73% of American adults said Trump ought to prioritize the deportation of illegal aliens once he takes office in January of next year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.